It was 12 o'clock at night. The guy that we talked, the human smugglers, you know all about this, that we pay 1,300 euro to him to take us to these European countries. So they would, he took us 12 o'clock. It was 12 o'clock at night, and he put us in one of the vehicles that he think it's going to the Italy or to one of the other countries. He said this. So he put us in those vehicle. Basically, there is a lock on those vehicles, seal. So he break the seal, and he put us in this vehicle. It was three of us. We went in to the vehicle, and kind of he put back the seal on. So we waited for a couple of hours. Then the driver started the vehicle and went towards the scanner. So when we went into the scanner, they scanned the vehicles. I don't know for what at the border, yes. Maybe for drugs, maybe for weapons, maybe for these humans that they are smuggling, now the smuggler, human smugglers, for this. So they find out that there are three guys in the vehicle. They took us down from the vehicle. They took us to the jail. We were there for 6 hours, and then they kind of gave us a paper to leave Serbia in 72 hours. So I made...
Croatia?
Serbia. Serbian are giving us a paper. We don't know the language, but this is one of the police told me that, do you know what this paper is? I told him no. And he told me that this is a paper for you to leave this country in 72 hours. I told him, you guys are not letting us to go out of this country. So this is a problem. One way you are pushing us to go out of this country, and the other way you are stopping us from going out of this country. So the Serbian in the border would stop us. And also if we pass, for example, the Serbian border from the Serbian police, so the Croatian police, they have another scanner over there that they would scan normally the vehicles. And if they find out that there are guys in this vehicle, they would bring you down and they will deport you back to Serbia. So this is exactly what happened with me last night. I was in Šid and I came back now to Belgrade.
Okay. How were your other escapes, and were you beaten or mistreated?
I tried to go from the Hungarian border. This is another time, yes. We tried to go on foot, and I was supposed to give 2,500 euro to the guy to take me to Austria. So they cut the fence, we went in, and for an hour we walk, and then the police came in, the Hungarian police caught us, and they have had dogs. Normally they would behave really bad with guys. They would let the dogs bite the guys, and they took our mobiles. Basically they break them. They would never take it for themselves, but they would break your mobiles. And you know, in the winter, they took our boots, socks, and they would tell us to go now in the snow. Hungary lalar na munga ghtal che utrishta larsu 2500 euro mo de qachaghbar sara khabara kadi wa laadu yow jale kat ka qachaghbar rabalat jal kat ko aw yow sat mazal mo kade u de Hungary pa khawra ke munga woni wulu police spi war sara u spi ra khushi kawal chalakan u khuri aw bal mobile na ra namat kadal aw nora de khalko na bai aga khishtal بوتان به وستل ورنا جراب به ورنا خشتي او نور به ورته ویل چې بس زي واور وا خلکې پتنګول چې مطلب بیا ران شي. They were doing this because they didn't want the guys to come back again, make another attempt. This is why they were giving the guys a hard time, so they would kind of think that they will never come soon.
Habib, if I got you correct on this, trying to leave now, you lost 1,200 euro now.
Many times I made an attempt, 7-8
yeah,
times.
But
I lost money, I lost mobiles because the Hungarian would take our mobiles. Well, you know, now we are refugees here. Every single, like 10 euro is big money for us here. Losing that much money is a big thing for us. You know, where will I make this money? I don't have a job, I don't have any other source of money, income. So it's a big thing for us. I don't know what is the Serbian government going to do with us. I don't know what the Hungarian government wants to do with us. Are they going to deport us back, or they would open the border for us to come to their countries? I would not say all of them guys are good people, but I can't say all of them are bad people. So,
and yourself, how is your inner feeling psychologically?
You can see guys fighting with each other for a little bit food, or for very few, how can I say this to you, you know, with a little, it's not a matter of fight, you know, but they would fight with each other because of this depression, because of this long time. I have seen guys here that they have been here from last 10 months in Serbia, because the borders are really strictly closed. And I don't know, like I said before, what is the policy or what are they going to do with these refugees. Mm. So it's up to them. I don't know much about that, but I know about the guys that they are really depressed here. They are fighting every day with each other. So I don't have any idea what to say. I was working in Afghanistan with British for 3 years. And for 10 years with American SF, I was a translator for them in Afghanistan. So I have plenty of documents. If I cannot go there to be as a citizen over there, so I might go back to Afghanistan. This is the only plan B for me. I don't have other option to stay here in Serbia, because Serbia itself is a poor country, and that we don't have possible jobs here, you know, to work here and support our families. For me, I have my wife and my 3 kids and my parents to support them financially and all other things. It's only me who are who must work and support them. So for me, the plan B, you know, is going to be going back to Afghanistan.